Choosing to Choose the Right by Heidi A. Greenhall, based on a true story. God hath given unto you a knowledge, and he hath made you free. Helaman chapter 14, verse 30.
Finish your drawings class. It's almost time for recess,
Mrs. Johnson said. The students hurried to finish their pictures, put away the crayons, and put on their coats. Abby looked up from her picture as the other children ran off. Then she slowly colored a few more details. There was no hurry. Nobody ever wanted to play with her anyway. Abby sighed, stood up, and walked to the coat rack to grab her coat. Then she slowly walked out to her favorite tree and sat down. She looked toward the playground where the other children were laughing and having fun. Being the new girl was hard. She missed Arizona. Before she moved, she had lots of friends, and she never had to sit by herself during recess. Abby looked down and saw a flash of silver in the grass. It was her CTR ring. She had lost it yesterday during recess.
Well, at least I have my ring back,
she said out loud as she put the ring on her finger. Abby noticed a girl walking her way. She had long blonde hair that swayed back and forth with every step. It was Laurel, one of the most popular girls in class. Laurel sat down beside Abby.
Hi, Abby,
Laurel said.
Do you want to play with me?
Abby nodded her head eagerly.
Sure, what should we do first?
Let's go swing,
Laurel said. After having a contest to see who could swing the highest, the girls talked and giggled at the edge of the playground. Abby felt so happy. She hadn't felt this good since before she moved. Abby noticed Laurel eyeing the nearby gravel path that led away from the school grounds.
Abby, my house is only one block from here, and my mom just bought some cookies,
Laurel said.
We could run there, grab some cookies, and be back before recess is over. No one would miss us.
Abby was surprised. Everyone knew that leaving the school grounds during school hours was against the rules. But what about your mom? Won't she be there? Abby asked.
Nope, she's at work today.
Abby knew that leaving the school grounds was wrong, but Laurel was the first person in her class to pay any attention to her, and she desperately wanted to have her as a friend. If she refused to go, Abby was afraid Laurel might make fun of her. Then she'd never have any friends. Abby looked down at her CTR ring. She remembered her primary teacher saying that even though it can be hard to choose the right sometimes, Heavenly Father blesses us when we do.
Sorry, Laurel, I can't go with you. It's against the rules.
Abby looked at Laurel expectantly, waiting to see how she would react. Instead of getting angry, Laurel just shrugged her shoulders.
Oh, well, I thought you'd probably say that. Maybe instead I could ask my mom if you could come over tomorrow after school. Then we can still have some of those cookies.
Abby grinned.
That sounds great. Hey, do you want to collect some leaves for next week's art project?
Laurel nodded, and the two new friends skipped back to the big tree. Sidebar: I Will Choose the Right, My Gospel Standards. End of the story, Choosing to Choose the Right,